It's time for the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Compos, your home for fun and the great outdoors. And now your host, Craig Compo.
Well, Merry Christmas, Fairbanks. This is Craig with the Compos Outdoor Show, and just enjoying this time of year with family and friends and customers and everything else. So we're closed, obviously, over the Christmas holiday, the three-dayer, but it's just it's been a busy time at our place, to say the least. We've been getting sleds out the door. Kudos to Ian and Kyle, who have been really, really doing a great job for us, as well as all the other employees over in service, James and Matt, and Isaac and Cameron, and all the other guys. And then again, our admin office, Dana and Lynette run that office, which is like command central. It's been just incredibly busy, and the fact that nobody's strangled anybody else. We got a pretty good crew over there. You know, we all realize it is what it is. We need another month between November and December, but it's just crazy to try and get all this done. We got a lot of, we got to warranty register everything. We got to get all this inventory. There's a lot of paperwork with every unit that goes out the door. We got to make sure the accessories are on them. Sometimes we don't have all the accessories. If they get back ordered, and we do everything we can to get the customer out the door. But anyway, it's just a challenging time of year on a business that never seems to slow down. Fortunately, we have some really good product. And it's nice, that we have some really good product, the Ski-Doo lineup, the Can-Am lineup. We got the new Widescape stand-up, snow machines in. Those are so cool. We've been blowing those out the door, $7.95 down, and you can get out and play. And these things are really made for the powder. It's fun. I mean, you can take them on a trail, but they really want to be in the powder. That's where they are fun. They're, and I'm 63. I'm not the most nimble guy in the world, but I have a ball on this thing. I go out, and I'm not going to be like the guy on the factory video. You can, hang one leg way over. If I do that, something's going to tear. Where you drag one leg as you make a big swooning sweep through 2 feet of powder. But I can rock and roll on the thing a little bit for an old man. It's kind of fun. And it's just, it's a whole new, It's really easier to drive than I thought. It's got a 12-inch wide track, so the platform you stand on is fairly wide. You kind of ride it like you would a jet ski, like a jet ski on the water. Same kind of body English, same sort of thing. But you can snake through the trees. It's really narrow. It's 200 pounds. You can throw it in you can actually put on one of those racks that hook to your tailgate. You don't even need a truck to haul it around. So it opens up a lot of neat opportunities. You want to take the dog out for a run, those kinds of things. Just a lot of fun, called Widescape. You can see them on our website. Go to compos.com, and there's a link for Widescape. Shows you videos, shows you everything. But starting right after Christmas, we're going to have a demo that, come on down. We'll throw a helmet on you, and you go out and play with it a little bit and see what you think. So anyway, always new stuff, new technology. We got a whole truckload of those in. We got about a third of them sold, maybe probably a half of them by the first of the year. So they're really popular. But anyway, that's one thing. That's just business stuff. I want to talk about, a real tragedy that happened that fortunately nobody was hurt or killed last week, but last Friday. Albert, really, really solid guy here in town. Most of you know him from the radio show. He's always on with the Laundry House Gang, lifetime member of the Laundry House Gang, been with us for an awful long time, decades. And Al is, I've mentioned this on the air before, he is probably the hardest working, most dedicated outdoors guy I know. Not only was he running the Fairbanks Fur Tannery, which is not an easy job, a lot of work. He's a member of the Board of Game, and not just a member of the Board of Game, probably the most knowledgeable member of the Board of Game, an unpaid position that we have ever had. I can't think of anybody going back. I mean, he can recite the statutes and the codified. I mean, he's just a walking encyclopedia on fish and game issues around the state. And he's one of these guys that listens to both sides. He's fair. I wish we had more of him. He's really, really good, very respectful, He might disagree with you on an issue, whether it's, you know, predator control issues or predator management. It could be buffer zone issues. It could be bison issues. But he's there at all these meetings, not just the Board of Game. He goes to all the, he's on the rack and the AC. He goes to all those meetings. And Al's business burned to the ground Friday. It's just devastating. You know, if you think about it, a fur tannery where you've got, you know, hundreds of items of, you know, furs and racks and skulls and everything is just gone. There was a fire a week ago or back on Friday. It was funny because, well, it wasn't funny at all, but it was, I just picked up some food to go at Bobby's and I'm on Cushman heading across the bridge. And all of a sudden I see fire trucks behind me and I pulled over and 1, 2, 3, they blow by. And then as I'm crossing the bridge, I get a phone call from Tammy Wilson that says, "Hey, did you hear Al's place is on fire?" And about that time I saw the fire trucks turn left onto Phillips Field. And my heart just sunk, you know, and of course I tried calling Al right away. There's no answer. Tried his home office. I mean, his office number, tried his cell phone number, nothing. And so, it was really, devastating. And fortunately Al was not there. He had just gone home and he was up. I don't know all the details, but he lives up by Hagelbarger up off Steel Creek and must have got a call, turned around, and he could literally see the flames from up on the hill. And I think the fire department said they used 40,000 gallons of water to put the fire out, but there is nothing left. I mean, absolutely nothing. It burned. It was a hot fire. It burned to the ground. You know, investigators are checking it out. Nothing funny going on there. I mean, Al loved the business. He loved his customers. You know, it's an older building. He didn't own the building. He rented it, but it's just a loss of everything. Can you imagine that? I mean, your records, all your records, everything gone. So it's truly a devastating event that happened to one of the best guys in town. And so with that in mind, we are going to help Al. And I'd like anybody that's ever pulled a trigger or cast a line in the water, Al has done something good for you, whether you know it or not. He has been busting his butt at these meetings. He goes to, you know, whether it's Ketchikan or Cordova, wherever the Board of Game meetings are. And, you know, the thing is, he puts all that in front of his business. He's actually done it at the expense of his business, you know, because he's kind of a one-man show. He's got one other guy that helps him there, Neil. But he's pretty much those two guys and his dog, and that's it. And so he has been literally putting his business on the back burner for many years to attend all these meetings that are important, no doubt. They're very important, but they, you know, at the end of the day, you got to look after your business. And so we're going to try and help Al get his feet back on the ground. We're going to have a big beast feast where everybody brings their favorite game dish or, you know, moose chili or moose spaghetti or whatever. We're going to try and plan to have that at my store sometime in January. So stay tuned for that. If you want to help out, give me a call at or an email, craig@compos.com, or just call the shop at 907-479-2271 and just ask for Craig. We're going to do what we can. We're going to have an auction. I've already had calls. It's just impressive. I'm going to donate a used snow machine. We want some bigger ticket items. We've got furs being donated, custom knives. So if you're out there and you can donate something you're not using, I mean, whether it's a used vehicle, a four-wheeler, a snowblower, something worth $500 or more, we're trying to keep it. If you can donate something that's significant, it's such a huge loss for Al. We need to try and help. We're really trying to help him, and it's going to take a different facility. You know, it's a lot of work, and he's going to be out of income until he gets going again. It's not like he can just go back to work. There's nothing there. It's gone. So we really want to do that. For Al, and I think anybody in town that knows him or has heard of him or has had friends with stuff done know how important he is to this community. So let's get on top of this. I will tell you that the Alaska Outdoor Council, which is Al's a member of, and he's been on their board for years, and they're a really good outfit. They are going to offer a donate page, so if you want to, you can donate. Cash or, you know, whatever you can afford, 20, 50, 100, 1,000, whatever you can afford, you'll be able to donate. And this, we didn't want to use GoFundMe because they take a big percentage. You know, it's great for certain events, but in this case, we need it. And being an AOC member, they're going to pass everything along. So, so you can go to AlaskaOutdoorCouncil.org, O-R-G, their nonprofit. And you can donate to, there'll be a link under the donate page to donate to Al Barrett's cause. So if you can't donate an item, we really would like you to do that or attend our Beast Feast. We're going to have a little bit of a stiff entry fee to get in there, but people that know him, you know, and it's not mandatory. If you can't afford it, you can come in and help out. But we're going to try and do like a $50 or $100 fee, and all the money obviously goes right to helping Al. So anyway, that's my pledge or plea for the day. We really want to, I'm just letting people know about this for now. I'm sure you read about it in the paper, and you think about all these hundreds of people that are going to be calling, asking about their stuff. So it's not easy for Al. So the best thing we can do is take a little financial pressure off him. And if there's nobody in Fairbanks deserving it more than Al Barrett, thank you, Al, for all you've always done. And we hope we can help you out, pay you back a little bit by helping you out and getting your feet back on the ground and getting some equipment in your, you know, that isn't stuff you find on Amazon. You don't find bear tanning wheels on Amazon. You don't find some of the stuff just floating around. So you got to go out and buy it. So we're going to work on helping them with that. Anyway, that's my plea to Fairbanks. You know, if you really want to feel good about yourself over the holiday season, let's help a guy that's really hurting. And that's Al Barrett with the Fairbanks Fur Tannery. Anyway, so we're going to have some fun in the back half hour. I'm going to warn people right now. I wrote a little Christmas jingle a while back, and I had a friend. People will be surprised to know that Morgan Freeman, the actor, is actually a friend of our family. I'll tell you more about that. But he recited a Christmas parody that I wrote. And so I want to warn you, if you're driving around Christmas shopping or whatever you're doing, and the kids are in the car, yeah, you may want to switch channels. I usually don't tell people to switch channels, but it can be a little, it's called Twisted Christmas. I threatened to play it on the air. People said, you're going to play that on the air? I said, yeah, I'm going to play that on the air. I had fun with it. I wrote it one year while I was just sitting there. My kids were opening the presents. We're having fun. And I had started writing this little parody to On the Night Before Christmas. And then I had Morgan Freeman recite it for me. I'll tell you more about that after the break. But the famous actor Morgan Freeman, and I'll tell you more about how we know Morgan, but he recited this kind of twisted Christmas poem. So you want to stay tuned after these commercials and listen to that. We're going to talk a little bit more about holiday stuff and year-end specials. We always, like any business, we try to close out the year strong. We don't have a lot of snow machines left. We do have a few, maybe a dozen of a different varieties. Not many. We got some Summits. We got some utility sleds, but they're going fast. And then we've actually got a big blowout on our things like our Yamaha outboards and our John boats. All you got to do is put a deposit down before the end of the year, and you're going to get a year-end price, which is going to be significantly less than the springtime price. So if you're thinking about a boat, whether it be a Hughescraft boat, a Sea Arc flat bottom river boat, any of the boats that we have in stock, we're trying to close out whatever we have in stock, and we've got a decent supply, some 18s and 20 footers, and so you want to watch for that, and you can just call us and say, hey, I'm just kind of thinking about one of these. What would my price be? Year end price, the last week of the year. Because we want to close it out on the books, and if we can get a decent deposit, we ring it out, and we'll get it sold for this fiscal year. Anyway, we'll be back after the break, play Twisted Christmas with Morgan Freeman. Again, cover the kids' ears. It's not dirty. It's just a little scary if they're younger, maybe. I don't know why I do this. But we'll see you after the break. Stay tuned to the Compo Outdoor Show here.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compos. Bob Compos Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compos' passion for getting you outdoors. and away from the rat race, and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say, and that's treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly, and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now back to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
Well, welcome back, Fairbanks, and a heartfelt Merry Christmas from the Compo family. You know, been doing business almost 78 years in town, second oldest family business in Fairbanks. We want to just really say a heartfelt thank you for the supporting our business and for putting up with some of my mayhem. I like raising hell and I like having fun and writing goofy music and doing practical jokes and just adding a little bit of flavor, making people laugh. You know, there's not enough laughter. Laughter heals the heart. And it's our whole family. I was brought up. My folks had a great sense of humor. We used to watch Monty Python together as a family in 1971 on a TV when you only had three channels. It was on Channel 9 with, I remember when we got the clicker. Ooh, I didn't have to run up and switch channels. It was the clicker. It actually was a loud click, and it would change your channels. And we thought, hey, we're living high in a hog. We got a clicker. Yeah. And now you can just talk to your remote. And hope it doesn't talk back to you. So I write some crazy parody songs and some political stuff. Some of it I can't air. This is one that's actually a YouTube video. It's just a video of a scene. It's not anything else, but, I've got more, the actor Morgan Freeman asked him to recite it. He's an old family friend. I'll tell you after I play it, how that all came to be. But a few years ago, he went ahead and offered to, recite, a version of, Night Before Christmas. It's a bit twisted. It involves the Good Pasture River, the Tanana River, and some real unfortunate things that happened to Santa one Christmas. So, yeah, like I said, if the kids are in the car, probably a good time to switch over to another channel or turn the radio down. Or if you're easily offended, I don't know. It's not that bad. I've done way worse. Anyway, we're going to listen to Morgan Freeman and A Very Twisted Christmas. Let's see if I can find it here. I just had it and it just went away. All right. And there may be a, here we see. Let's see. Here we go.
In his sleigh east of Delta and with presents aplenty, Santa noticed his reindeer were running on empty. His old faithful leader had developed a shiver, so he looked for a spot off the Tanana River. Near the mouth of the Goody, set it down with a thud when he noticed that Rudolph was coughing up blood. It was 3 in the morning. He was hungry and tired. The Red Bull had worn off, and he was no longer wired. Took a 3-minute whiz. It was 18 below, and had written, God help us, in the fresh-fallen snow. So he started a fire with his trusty big lighter, 'cause he figured he might have to pull an all-nighter. What was first just a flicker soon had oranges and reds, and the fire got warmer with more Barbie doll heads. The deer gathered close. They no longer felt young as poor Rudolph kept hacking up chunks of his lung. The wind started whipping. Santa started to pray as he tossed in the fire both front skis from his sleigh. Then he reached in his parka for his flask of Scotch whiskey as he threw in the fire the last Xbox 360. Then it hit him, and Santa jumped up in the air. He remembered a gift for Dad. Was it there? There it was, near a toaster for Mrs. McGraw, a brand spanking new Husqvarna chainsaw. He fired it up, started on the third yank, and he thanked the Lord Jesus, because his elves filled the tank. Cut down two standing birch and got all the deer fed, except for poor Rudolph, in a puddle of red. His breathing was labored, his eyes, they were glazing. As Santa got toasty with the fire now blazing, his tummy now rumbled, no food in his pack. Was 3 days and 4 nights since he had his last snack. He said to himself, couldn't do this much longer. And he needed some protein to make himself stronger. Then he glanced up at Rudy and started to drool. The deer understood. He was nobody's fool. St. Nicholas grabbed the chainsaw. There was only one choice, and said, you might want to look the other way, boys. Then, what to their wandering eyes might appear, reindeer sausage and steaks and big chunks of his rear. There were flanks and rump roast, there was a liver and toes, until all that was left was his shiny red nose. All the others were shocked as he cut it in bites, and the look that they gave him was like, well, deer in the lights. Now this poem, I admit, is not for the queasy, and to eat your best friend, well, it wouldn't be easy. But St. Nick had to do what would keep him alive. He left Valdez with 6, and now there were 5. But St. Nick couldn't sleep for the next several years, because that night, hours later, he laid there in tears. After eating his leader, except his nose and one antler, he found in his sack a 40-pound Whitman sampler, and a fruitcake and cookies and a case of cold beer. So he cracked open a cold one, said a prayer for that deer, and they heard him exclaim as he walked out of sight, Merry Christmas to all. Please don't judge me tonight.
Yeah, okay, if that didn't shake you up a little bit. Merry Christmas, everybody, from the Compo Outdoor Show. That was Morgan Freeman doing my version of A Very Twisted Christmas, which is on YouTube. I think it's under A Very Twisted Christmas. Okay, so I better explain now. Sorry if you tuned in without my disclaimer warning in front of it, but yeah, it's just a different version of what could have happened there, on the night before Christmas, one winter up on the Good Pastor, over the Good Pastor River. So that isn't really Morgan Freeman. I got to come clean. I don't know Morgan Freeman, but there's a, website called Fiverr where for $5 or more, you can have anything, just about anything done. This is all before AI. These are people that can imitate another actor. And so I just wrote a script. I think I paid him $30 or whatever. And then he recited my script. We put music to it and a little video. But again, apologize if you didn't find it humorous. I thought it was some people, everybody's different, but it's America. Damn it. So I just had some fun with it. My kids, I read it to them after they were opening their presents when they were, 12 or 14. And they said, Dad, you need help. Anyway, so that's it. We talked in the first part of the show about, we're doing some fundraisers for Al Barrett, who lost the fur tannery. Back on a more serious note, if you missed it, you can donate to Al at the website. Just go to alaskaoutdoorcouncil.org, Alaska Outdoor Council, really fantastic group. Been protecting our hunting and fishing rights for years. Al's been on the board. He's a Board of Game member. He's the most dedicated person I've ever met when it comes to protecting people's rights and very fair. Al and I disagree on some issues, and that's fine. He listens to both sides, and he makes a decision based on what he thinks best for the people of Alaska, and I think it's really, really impressive to have somebody that that well. When something devastating happens to a person like that, it's time to not just say, yeah, I feel bad for you, good luck. It's time to help him out. So if you can, go to the AlaskaOutdoorCouncil.org, go to the donate button. There'll be a list of things there, but you click on the Albarette or the Fairbanks Fur Tannery fundraiser page. We're doing it again, so we don't have to pay the big chunk to GoFundMe and whatever. All the money will go right to Al's cause, and it's a great cause to help a guy that really needs some help right now. So that's my plead for the day. Again, we're going to be having a big fundraiser. If you can donate something of significant value, you know, we're going to have a limited space and limited items. So if you've got something worth $500 or more, $1,000, more than that would be great. If you can donate it, please call me at Compos, 479-2271, and let me know what it is, and we can probably come get it if you can't bring it in. Would like anything, vehicle, anything outdoors is better. If you've got a nice rifle you're not using anymore, if you've got a vehicle, it could be a four-wheeler, a snowblower, a car or truck, something of semi-significant value. We hate to ask for just those items, but we're going to have a limited space, and we really are trying to raise some money. People can get a good deal on some of this stuff. We'll have tax-deductible receipts for you, which is important. Every year it's more important, so we'll give you a fair market value receipt for it to write off on your taxes. Because it's a 501c3 Alaska Outdoor Council, we've got those forms. So anyway, that's what we're trying to do. When John Sturgeon needed a hand, you guys all chipped in big time, and we won that case, and we're still using that case. There are areas the Park Service is backed way off. There's other areas they're trying to pretend it didn't happen, but legally we're protected. The governor has said, I got your back. If you're out there and the Park Service or any of these federal agencies are giving you a hard time and you know you're doing nothing wrong, state's got your back. They're not afraid to go after the feds, and that's great. Appreciate the governor's help on that and the entire legislature that is voting, you know, to help fund these lawsuits. Unfortunately, we don't want to be involved in lawsuits, but we're not going to roll over and play dead. So anyway, that's kind of my show for the day. Again, a quick reminder on the business. We got a lot of year-end specials. If you're looking for a boat, motor, snow machine, four-wheeler, go to sales@compos.com and say, hey, what kind of year-end deals do you have on a Can-Am Outlander 700 or a 2072 Sea-Arc Riverboat or a 75-horse Yamaha outboard? And we'll make you a special deal for the end of the year because we really want to close them out. and then... reminder one more time for the donation page. It's at AlaskaOutdoorCouncil.org. If you have any questions on the fundraiser, you want to donate, give me a call at 907-479-2271. I'm extension 1116, but you can just hit one for sales whoever answers, just say, hey, I need to talk to Craig. So, appreciate all your generosity, Fairbanks. That's what makes Fairbanks Fairbanks. I love this town. Golden heart. People have a big heart, especially when people are hurting. We're always, we're kind of known to help ease the burden of a tragedy. And we had one last week in Fairbanks. So, I want to thank everybody that's already called me, just heard about it. Joe Maddie at the, you know, I want to donate a nice wolf hide, and guys donating guns, and Randy Zarnke who's helping collect stuff. And if you want to help with the dinner, let me know. Sam over at the food bank always helps out. With that, I haven't even called her yet, but we just want everybody to know that we want to make this a big deal. It's going to be sometime in January, and so stay tuned to this show, and you can always call out at the shop or check with the Alaska Outdoor Council. I'm sure it'll be on their website as soon as we fine-tune the day. So that's the show for today. I want to thank you all for joining the Compo Outdoor Show. Thanks again for your business from 2023. And I look forward to a 2024. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
You have been listening to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio, streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Compos Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.